Okay, you've got your scholarship. What do I do now? Well, first of all, celebrate. You did it. Some of you have not studied in a long time at a higher level of education, and you did it. Congratulations. You are awarded a scholarship. All of the program ministry training classes are free. They're supported by the donation model, and this donation model has made these classes available to you. So I celebrate, I congratulate you, you're on your way. I look forward to seeing what God is going to do. Now, after the celebration, go hug your spouse if you're married, go pet the dog, whatever it's going to take, walk around the block, walk in the woods, say a prayer, thank the Lord, then come back, enroll in your next class. Now, I would recommend that you enroll in the Christian Basics class because that's the introduction to Christian theology. And if you take this class and finish it, you can get your first award that is the Christian Basics Certificate. So I recommend that you just enroll in Christian Basics. Start there. Now, if you come to CLI and you, hey, I just want to take some classes, then go enroll. Maybe you want to enroll in ethics, or maybe you want to enroll in apologetics. Whatever you'd like to do, great. Just go ahead and do it. Enroll in any class. How do you do that? Well, you go to all courses and find the course folders. And you can see that on the top of your website page, all courses. Click there and you'll see folders. And you'll see folders that apply to what your goals are. Maybe your goal is just to take ministry classes, then click CLI courses. Maybe you're part of the degree program and you want to take some core courses. Click around and look around. This would be a good time to click around and see what's out there. But again, I still recommend that you take the Christian Basics class next, because that gets you your first certificate here at Christian Leaders Institute. When you open up a folder, you pick a class. So let's say you decide to pick Old Testament Survey. You click Old Testament Survey, read about it a little bit, and then on the left side, on the upper left side of your webpage, and if you're on a smartphone, you'll see it, in some of the menu items, you'll see these words, enroll me in this course. And go ahead and click that. When you click that, as a scholarship recipient, you are now officially put in that class. Congratulations. Now, I want to end this, what do I do next, with just one final encouragement. Take this opportunity seriously. This is free training, free high-quality training, but it is not cheap ministry training. Just because it's free, it is not cheap. That's one of the things that some students think, well, it's free, it can't be that good. It is that good, and it is free. So this training is for you. It is paid for, all right, by someone else or other students. And if you are called to donate, you too will, in a sense, donate forward that other people can also take this training. So it's in a sense, it's free, it's available, but it's not free in that it is paid for by many people so that no one has to go into debt. That's our goal, that you are free from debt. You can get the great training, you can have this opportunity, but you're not going to be strapped with thousands of dollars of debt. Right now, the average indebtedness for a college degree, a bachelor degree, is $29,000 in the United States. Our goal for you, it's zero. No debt. Go as far as you need. No debt. Next thing, pray for the sustainability of this model. If this free model spreads throughout the globe, just imagine what can happen. So pray that foundations, individuals, students, graduates continue to support this model. Next, take one or at maximum two classes at a time. These classes are always up, so in a lot of ways there's no rush to take two at the same time. Take one, do it well, get it done, go take the next one. We find that to be the most effective way for students to seize this opportunity effectively. Next, do not cheat. It breaks my heart to see students who get expelled for whether it's plagiarism or cheating on quizzes. And because it's technology and people think about it sometimes, they actually can think of ways to cheat. Like they'll get a phony account, and then they'll get test answers. They'll take all this time to try to cheat the system. I will tell you this. There are algorithms put in place that catch almost every cheater. And really, just learn the stuff and do it, and don't go down that trail. Don't find a quicker way. And in some cultures, finding these ways to do cheating is not considered cheating. It's like considered enterprise. No, this is the Western understanding of cheating. You must do the work. You must have your own account. Yes, you can be in a mentor center and talk about all the information. But when you take a test, it's between you and the Lord. And it's an open book test, so why would you want to cheat anyway? So if you studied the material and you need to quickly go find an answer in the limited time, that we welcome you to do that. So there is no need for cheating. Just do your work, do it well, and get your ministry training. Again, it does break my heart to see whenever we have to expel students. And you know something else? We must expel cheaters. We work with ministry partners like Calvin Seminary and Western Seminary and churches all over the world, and they count on us to certify that you did not cheat, that you actually did your work. For instance, when someone buys an official degree, or when you get an official certificate, or when you participate in the degree program in an official way, we will check all of the transcripts. We will check all of the classes. The reason we charge a fee is because we have to certify that cheating did not occur. Now, you may say to yourself, this seems like a lot of work. It is a lot of work. But sadly, there's been a lot of attempted cheating that has gone on, and we understand now why major colleges want us to take such pains to certify, in churches, such pains to certify that this is a legitimate official award. So again, I go back to the simple thing, do not cheat. And last is go as far as you need to go in order to reach your ministry training goals. If all you are called to do is be a women's Bible study leader and you just want to take Old Testament, New Testament survey and a few classes, maybe you just want to get your Bible study certificate. And that's your goal, is I just want to be a better Bible study small group leader. Then go that far. Maybe some of you, say to yourself, well, I can't afford a bachelor degree in anything, but this free option with a few fees is a way for me to get a bachelor degree? Hey, great. And maybe you just want to volunteer in a church sometime, but you want to be trained in ministry. This is for you. Maybe you want to be a pastor and you want to not only get a bachelor's of divinity degree, but you want to go to a major seminary. Go as far as you need to go. I congratulate you for your scholarship. Now you know what to do next, and let's see what the Lord has in store for you.